The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a happy Saturday.
We are in mid-September already. Oh, my gosh. The storm has passed. The next one is not coming near us.
Yay.
But we hope it's going to pass the Bahamas and doesn't give them any more damage. Real estate is back in full swing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I know you are.
I am. Do you hear my happy?
How many is that?
Happy.
All right, that's enough.
I know a whole bunch of happies. I got my happy on.
Well, welcome, everyone. We hope that you had a good week. I have to make a shout out.
Okay.
You know, we talk about people that we run into, vendors. So I ran into, not ran into, but I had a vendor that I worked with last week. So I need to give a shout out to Byron. He's the manager of Petra Detailing and Car Washing at University Boulevard, 1530 University Boulevard, right across the street from the donut shop. Everybody knows the donut shop.
Oh, one of my favorites.
He gave my car a great detailing. It's one that I was going to transferring the car to my daughter.
Yeah, she's so excited.
Yes. So I wanted to make it look real spick and span. So he and his crew gave a great job to my car. So I gave it to my daughter, and she thought the car looked great before, but now she knows really what detailing really does. So a big shout out to
I love when I have my car detailed.
To Byron, and if you ever need it done, it's a great value. And there's a little sandwich place right there, truck that will feed you while you're waiting.
Those food trucks, they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else it is?
Saturday?
It is Saturday, but you know, I always tell you what's special about
the harvest moon.
Well, that was yesterday.
I know, wasn't that cool?
But what's special about today? A couple of things that you will love about today. Because one of the things that we do sometimes is we stop off on the way home in the afternoon. And where do we go? We go to Publix, right?
I like Publix.
You like Publix, right?
Yeah.
Well, today is Eat a Hoagie Day.
Ah, I do like a good pub sub.
Yeah, and you know what else you love? It's National Cream Filled Donut Day.
Ah, yeah, from the donut shop.
So you like your eclairs. And for those of you that have children, it's National Coloring Day.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So get out your
adults
coloring
like
books.
To color too, though.
They do.
You know, they say that's one of those things that helps you reduce stress, if you need to reduce stress.
And for you religious folks, it's Exaltation of the Holy Cross Day. Hmm. How about that one?
How about that one?
It's also World First Aid Day.
Okay.
And for those of you that love the crawly little animals, it's National Iguana Awareness Day.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that. There are a few more. Oh, one more wild one. International Drive Your Studebaker Day.
That's too many.
That's too many. One too many.
One too many.
I've never driven a Studebaker, but I think they're cool looking.
When I went to Bowles way back when,
yes,
one of the girls that went to school with me had a Studebaker.
Okay.
A girl, not a boy, a girl. Isn't that kind of funny?
No.
What's funny about that? Yeah, you wouldn't expect a girl to have a Studebaker. Come on.
Well, her father bought
it
for her,
I'm
sure.
Girls.
Well, what's wrong with having a Studebaker? They're worth a lot of money now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're your problem-solving realtors. We're coming to you every Saturday morning to talk about what's going on in real estate in Northeast Florida. And it's meant to be a question and answer show about buying and selling your home. We're going to give you news and advice After all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And it's our way of giving back to our community. Now, normally we give numbers and compare them to the week before, but the week before, they were not so good because the real estate business was kind of shut down for a few days. But we'll give what happened this week, just won't compare it to last week. So what happened this week for real estate, Angela?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 584 offers got accepted. 676 new homes came on the market. 137 of the 676, well, they're already under contract, and that's still 20%. As you always say, it's the same percentage, doesn't matter what time of year it is. 47 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 532 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say,
congratulations.
Yes. Yes. Now, of course, that didn't really compare to last week because, as you said, Dorian had played a little trick on us there.
Yeah. What about mortgage rates? What happened with mortgage rates?
Okay. Well, they still hovered near record lows, but they ticked up slightly this past week. So the 30-year rate is up 0.07 of a point from last week, and it's now 3.56%. This time last year, it was 4.6%. The 15-year rate rose 0.09% to 3.09%. And this time last year, it was 4.06%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it's still at 3.5%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, oh my goodness, it's a great deal. If you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less, it rose 0.06 of a point to 3.36%.
All right. Great interest rates.
Yeah. Still good.
All right.
And remember, those are national averages. So if you're trying to get something here local, it's going to vary. Those numbers are more than likely going to be slightly higher. And it's going to depend on you, your particular circumstance. It's going to have to do with your credit score, your debt, how much money you make, everything.
All of that stuff.
All of those details that apply just to you.
You know, the Jaguars lost. Of course, everybody knows that. But did you know that the Jaguars' home games and real estate have something in common?
What?
Did you see all of those red shirts in the stadium from last week's game? If you were watching the game, like I did.
You did.
I know you were busy.
I was busy.
Yes.
Working.
Well, although the Kansas City Chiefs won, many Chiefs fans flew in for the game. And many homeowners have set up their homes on Airbnb or VRBO for both professional and college games for hundreds of dollars the night before and two nights before, and sometimes the night of the game. Well, sometimes those one night or two night rentals, they're enough to pay for a month of mortgage payments just for that night or two.
What?
You may want to think about it. There was a report that came out that showed you can get $800,000-$900,000, especially for those big games. Like when Florida plays Georgia. That's a big game. When Florida plays, University of Florida plays Florida State, that's a big game. If the Jags do really well and plays perhaps Tennessee, that's a big game. You ought to think about it. Now check to see that your HOA or your condo association allows it. But it's a way to make some money. So that's what the Jaguars home games and real estate have in common. Hey, when we come back, we got a landlord and tenant tip of the week. We got a question about should you refinance your mortgage and some crazy real estate news. You're not going to believe this one, Angela. It applies to real estate agents.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. Man, am I happy today. What a great day this is. And no, Howard, I have not had one cup of coffee. Not one.
That's right. You've had two.
None.
None?
None.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I have it sitting here, but I haven't had a chance to get to it yet.
Are you on some medication or something? What's going on here?
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy
I'm on
medication.
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay. Hey, sometimes we get calls or emails from not customers, but just from general listeners who have a question for us. So
yes.
A seller who had his home on the market, he had nice furniture in his home. And the photos, of course, showed that, and with, of course, pictures of the furnishings. And his family has now moved out, and he wanted our advice on what to do. Does he leave the pictures on the listing as is with the furnishings, or retake pictures showing the house vacant? Well, the answer might surprise you. We told him, we didn't give him a direct answer. We said, well, when selling anything, whether it's a house or something else, you have to think like you are the buyer. Don't you want the actual item to appear like the photo? Like if you're buying a car and you look at the car, don't you want, when you go see the car, to look like the picture? And the answer is, of course you do. And don't you want the photos to attract the buyer to come to see the house. Of course you do. So, and don't furnished houses look better than unfurnished ones? Well, yes, of course. Then the answer is neither of those options. The answer is to have the home staged, retake the photos, and have the home show the best that it possibly can. Both the photos should look great and the house should look great in person.
You know, I've done that before. I've taken buyers out and they look at the pictures online. And then when they've walked into a home and it's vacant, they're looking around and they're like, wait a minute, this is not the house that I thought we were coming to. And I'm saying, what do you mean? Because I don't actually look at all the houses that we're going to go see because I don't have time to do all that. And so I don't know their disconnect, but they feel very disconnected from what they thought they were going to see. It looks so different.
It's a letdown.
It's a huge letdown. And so they're like, yeah, no, this doesn't feel right. And it sort of feels like a bait and switch.
It's a turnoff.
Yeah.
We always want, when we list a house, we want the actual home to look better than the pictures. It's a selling point to do that. So when the house actually looks worse than the pictures, it's a letdown. So that's why we do it the opposite way. And that's why when someone goes to a house, just like you said, and it's vacant versus what the pictures were, it's never, never a good thing.
Yes. And, you know, there was a point in time where, and still today, some of the realtors will recommend, given budgetary constraints and such things, that you might consider doing virtual staging where you can, through computer programming, put pictures of homes, you know, make it look like there's
make it look like
there,
this furniture,
but there's really not. And I always say that's kind of a hit and miss anyway, right? Because a lot of the furniture that's on computer programming could be of such a style that maybe it's only contemporary looking, but the house could be so traditional looking that you're not really even getting the right fit and finish for that home.
But then you have the same disappointment.
But you have the same disappointment.
The people
well,
go
but
there.
They advertise it that way. They'll say this home is virtually staged. They do put it that way. But still, I agree with you because when buyers look on the internet for a home, they don't read the write-up first. Never. Not once do people read the write-up first. They always look at the pictures first. It's the pictures that draw them in. So if the pictures are not an accurate depiction, then that's super duper let down. And even if it is, you know, staged photos, people have difficulty, and I don't want to really knock my gender at all, but especially women, about what will fit in a room. Will this sofa that I have at home fit into a room? The coffee tables, the whatever, the dining room, and a lot of people don't want dining rooms today, but some people still have dining room sets that have been passed down in their families and such.
Sure.
And they don't know if they'll fit in the dining room or not. And so having furniture in a home, it helps you say, hey, my dining room is about that size. It's got 8 chairs or whatever. It helps you to kind of compare so that you know whether your furniture could fit into the home or not. So
yeah.
It's much better than having a vacant home. I've also heard people say, well, what if we take that, like you said when you started, that the original person who talked to you wrote in said they had pictures from before when they had their home with furniture in it, and they wanted to put photographs of those pictures on the internet into the home. So when you come in, it'd be a memory jogger of what you saw on the internet, and there's the picture. It's still not the same impression.
Yeah, we had one person do that, and it was
a bust.
They got terrible feedback.
They got terrible, terrible feedback.
And then we convinced him to, this was a house in Mandarin.
Yeah.
We convinced him to stage, and the house sold in like 2 days.
Exactly.
For more
People
money.
People need to feel the lifestyle. So staging allows a lifestyle to be created. And sometimes a better lifestyle than what the homeowner might actually have.
Yeah.
Because not all of us are created equal in decorating. Me, for instance, I'm not that great of a decorator.
Yeah. There's a lesson in this story, by the way. And the lesson is this for any seller. Sellers have a connection to their home.
Yes.
When they sell.
Emotional.
It is. It's an emotional connection. They decorated it. They purchased the house. Sometimes they were involved in the building of the house in designing it. When you sell a house, though, you have to take yourself out of that and you have to think like a buyer.
Right.
So a buyer comes in with fresh eyes. You may have picked out, you the seller may have picked out wallpaper that you loved. You may have picked out special color for the walls that you loved, special flooring that you loved. But the
light fixtures.
But the buyer is coming in with fresh eyes, with
right.
their own eyes. And if something is very unique about the home, that buyer may not like it. And you may say, well, the buyer can change it. Well, not all buyers have the vision
that
you had to make it unique like you did. Like if you converted, we had one customer that converted a bedroom into a closet. She had a lot of clothes, and they were very nice clothes, but she converted it into a closet. Well, it's very difficult for a new buyer to perhaps visualize this was really a bedroom.
Well, and it was on the opposite side of the house. It was not connected to the master. It was one of the secondary bedrooms on the other wing of the home. So it really felt disjointed, and yet you had to take a minute and kind of process what you were looking at, and then mentally strip all of the built-ins that they had created.
So sometimes sellers need to convert things back to the way they originally intended to sell the house.
Right.
To make it seem like it's a house the way that it is supposed to be.
Yes.
If you got purple rooms because you love purple, maybe you ought to neutralize them to make it, to take away the, forgive me saying this, the ick factor.
Ick.
Make it seem like some purple.
Is that
some
a real
purple,
estate word? Are you making that up?
I just made that up.
I see. Yeah. Ick. The ick
but
factor.
Think like a buyer. Think like you are going into a home for the first time. And you want kind of a blank slate to make the home your own. Now, we're not saying spend thousands of dollars and redo a kitchen. We're not suggesting that. But listen to your realtor if your realtor is brave enough to tell you the things that they need to tell you. Like I say to a customer, permission to speak freely.
Most realtors don't really have that kind of nerve. A lot of realtors want the business. And they think somewhere along the way, the customers are going to give that feedback. And so they really don't want to share with the sellers what needs to be told. And it's unfortunate because that's our job. I mean, that's what they're expecting of us.
They want us
they
to sell their
to hear
home
it
for
from
them.
Us first before a customer tells them that.
But bottom line is the seller needs to think like a buyer. Because most sellers, by the way, are going to be buying a new home themselves.
Yes. And they're going to be picky.
They're going to be picky.
And they're going to have the same thoughts about the resale homes they're looking at.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we are going to be talking about should you refinance. We're going to give you a landlord and tenant tip of the break and some crazy real estate news. Angela, you haven't heard this one. This is absolutely wild. Didn't happen here, but it's people do some really weird stuff.
They do.
You're going to love this word. You're going to tell this story to somebody else. I know you are. Our listeners are.
Well, I've got an open house today, so that'll give me a topic.
All right, so stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. We're also going to answer your questions. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Addressing a House Republican retreat in Baltimore, Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday he couldn't believe what Beto O'Rourke and other Democrats are saying about gun control at this week's debate. O'Rourke proposing confiscating AR-15-style rifles from all Americans, even law-abiding gun owners. The Vice President also told the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat in Baltimore that he and the President want to see Republicans regain control of the House in 2020. The Northwest Bahamas is bracing for newly formed tropical storm Umberto to pay a visit over the weekend. Two islands in particular could expect to get drenched with heavy rains. Meanwhile, some families are still searching for loved ones. Amid reports of about 1,300 people still listed as missing nearly 2 weeks after Dorian, the government says its list is preliminary. Many could be staying in shelters. This is SRN News.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious. What is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE, 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to about a 60% chance of showers by Sunday. Days, breezy weather with highs into the upper 80s, lows at night near 78. Mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, high near 90, and then partly cloudy nights down to about 73 degrees.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. I am laughing here. Sorry, I shouldn't come back laughing. But anyway, we're having fun.
Well, it's better
fun
than coming back crying.
We're having fun in the studio this morning.
You know, you just heard that this segment is sponsored by Christine Kennedy.
Christine with a K.
Christine with a K. That's right.
She's so awesome. She's one of the most high energy, happy women. She is smart as all get out. She knows everything there is to know about mortgages. And she has so many great financial products and can find a product to fit everybody. So whatever your circumstances and you're looking to get a loan, call Christine with a K, ChristineKennedy.com.
And mortgage rates are so low.
They are. If you're sitting on the fence, you're thinking about buying a house, you don't know whether you should or shouldn't, you can't figure out what's happening in the economy, oh, just buy a house. Call Christine, let her get you pre-qualified, then call me. We'll go out house hunting, and we will put you into a home. She's amazing, and we will have fun looking for a house.
Okay.
So her number is 904-514-6969.
Do you drive around looking to save a nickel or a dime a gallon on gasoline for your car?
My car tells me where the gas stations are and what the prices are.
So you so do, I don't have to
drive around and do it. I have an app.
You have an app that tells
yes,
you that.
There's an app.
Okay. And a lot of people do that
yes.
to save a nickel or a dime.
Yes.
You know how much that saves you about in a year?
No.
It saves you about $50 a year.
Oh, good.
So we do that on a regular basis. But, you know, most of us ignore saving of perhaps 3 to 4 times or more of that, not every year, but every month. You know how we can do that?
How?
By refinancing our mortgage with the lower rates that are available these days. So
wow.
not $50 a year, but $200, $250, $300, not a year, a month.
Wow.
By refinancing. Over 50% of the mortgages that are in force today could save over a point on their mortgage.
That's amazing.
By refinancing.
They and should call Christine.
And some people think, well, I don't have the money to refinance. Well, there are all these people that say, you know, that they'll pay your closing costs. Well, all they do is increase the rate. But still, the rates might be enough that low enough.
That it's worth it.
That it's still worth it. And even if they are increasing the rate, some of them are increasing your rate. A lot of them are not. You can refinance the cost of refinancing into the mortgage. Or what you can do is the payments can stay the same, but change your 30-year rate to a 15-year rate.
That's a great idea.
So let's say you got 20 years left. And you may say, why should I bother? I got 20 years left. Well, still, change it to a 15-year. You'll only have 15 years left, and your payments still go down.
True.
What does it cost you to find out?
A phone call.
It costs you nothing.
Right.
5 minutes. You can call Christine. She can tell you whether it's financially worth it for you to do. Now, if you're going to move in the next year or two, it's not worth it. But if you're going to stay in your house at least 2 years, it's probably worth it for you.
I agree.
It doesn't cost you anything to do it.
Great advice, Howard.
Angela, when did you move into your house?
4 years ago.
Okay. It's time for you to call Christine.
I've already taken 5 years off my mortgage.
Well, you paid it down.
I have paid it down.
But
I've been a very busy girl.
It's two different things. You can still probably save payments. You can save interest because your interest rate is what, 4.5?
Yes.
Okay. You can probably get down to 3.25.
By going to a 15?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And it would also go from 25 years to 15.
What are you waiting for?
Let me call that woman.
All right. That's what I want you to do. Save us some money over the long term. Pay it off quicker.
Oh, this just became all about you, didn't it? I heard you say, save us some money.
Well, it's true. You know, people don't always practice what they preach. So we're preaching this, but we don't do the same thing.
Actually, I've been thinking about moving, Howard. That's why I haven't done anything.
Oh, if we're moving in 2 years, then, you know, we don't need to do it.
I'm always thinking about moving.
You are. Our listeners don't know this, but I'm going to tell. We're in different offices in the house.
You told this last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
did.
I want to tell it again.
Why?
About once a week, Angela sends me a new listing that says, Howard, I like this house. Let's go look at it.
It's the fun of being in the business. It's, you know.
Yeah. Let's go look at it. I like this one. I think we could live there. Now, she doesn't do it on million-dollar houses that we can't afford. She does it at, you know, houses that we can't afford because she's really serious about. She really likes it. Let's downsize a little bit. Anyway, Hey, I've got a landlord and tenant tip because Angela and I are landlords, and a lot of you may want to be one someday. And I want to tell you, landlords cannot deny renting to any applicant just because they were arrested for something. Furthermore, you can't deny just because someone was a felon. Believe it or not, just because they were a felon, as it can be construed as discriminatory toward a specific protected minority. That's right. It's important to check other factors first, such as income, credit, and rental history, to make sure that the specific applicant qualifies or doesn't qualify. So if they don't have enough income, you know, and they happen to be a felon also, then you can disqualify them. But you can't say, hey, you know, you were a bank robber. I'm not going to give you my place to rent. So you can inquire further based on the type of felony to make sure that other residents, however, are protected from that person. So That's the landlord and tenant tip of the week. All right, now for some crazy real estate news.
This is crazy.
Somebody is on the loose. Yep.
Somebody's on the loose?
He's on the loose. He's not in jail. He's a flyer bandit.
A flyer bandit.
Now, not somebody that flies, but you know what flyers are. Real estate flyers.
Real estate flyers.
Yeah. He's out there. He's going around emptying all real estate flyers and brochures from flyer boxes in front of houses. He doesn't just take one. No, he doesn't. He takes them all, every single one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, he hasn't broken any laws because the flyers are publicly accessible. But it's really annoying to home sellers and, of course, to you and me, because we are realtors and we spend money printing them and putting them in the flyer boxes.
Yes, we do. Why is he taking them?
Well, he did get stopped by police.
What did he say?
Here's what he told the police. He said he mails as many as he can to a specific address, to an undisclosed address. He wouldn't tell the police. Somewhere on the East Coast, because he collects points. It's part of a contest. And the contest is to win something.
What?
He said, what do you win? And he said, I win a bride.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she's worth it.
I hope he is worth it to her.
That's all loony, man. There's no way any of that's true.
You know, I know some cultures you have to pay the parents to,
ridiculous.
To get your bride. And I know there are some TV shows to woo a mate. But I think this is a little much. Collect as many real estate flyers and brochures, and the most whoever gets the most wins the bride.
I do not even know how you come up with these stories, Howard.
This is not made up.
I know, but I'm just like, it sounds made up, right?
This actually occurred in California, and many realtors have complained about this guy. The police were called and said he's not breaking any laws. They were trying to figure out whether he's breaking any other laws. Obviously, he's going on private property to do this, but the flyers are on private property for people to come and take,
for the public to take. Yeah, it's a take one.
It's a take. Well, it says take one, but what people are taking, not people, but this person's taking a whole lot more. And in fact, at one point, the realtor was there and said, hey, you're taking more than one. He said, I can. He opened up his trunk, threw them all in the trunk, closed the trunk, and drove off. That's when the police were there and caught him, and they found out the answer to all these questions about what is he doing.
That is just
crazy
nuts.
Real estate
news. Well, they should do what we
news.
Do with the electronic, where you text to the telephone number, and then you get information.
Yeah, we'll talk
phone.
More about that when we come back, yeah. About one of the ways that we market homes. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Yes.
So you wanted to talk about one of the ways that we market electronically.
Yes. So it's super easy. So when you pull up in front of our listings, there's a text opportunity. So if you like to text, and texting doesn't cost you any money, which is most people today, they text for free.
Some of our houses have that.
Then you put your number in, you know, you put a specific number to the house into the text number, and then it gives you details about the house. So you don't have to have a paper flyer. But we also have paper flyers, even at those houses that we have text numbers.
So yeah.
Anyway, we try to do everything.
Yeah, when you call us to list your house, we'll talk about that specifically. But it's kind of involved and really, really cool. It involves Facebook and
retargeting,
which is a technical term, but we'll explain all that.
Oh, everybody knows what retargeting is,
no,
Howard.
They don't.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, you know what we haven't done in a while?
bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they
all right. A Rhode Island woman, her name is Monique Brandy. Now, she had a legitimate job. She owned a home preservation company. And what they do is they secure abandoned and foreclosed homes for mortgage companies. And sometimes they change locks. Sometimes they winterize home lines, water lines. Sometimes they cut lawns. Sometimes they repair windows. Sometimes shovel snows.
That was
boy.
Funny.
That was good, huh? You like that?
I did.
Well, she then got a little greedy. What she did is she told many of her friends and family members and business associates that the business was expanding, and she got a big contract with Freddie Mac. How about that? Freddie Mac's big, right?
They are big.
She said the contract was to rehabilitate houses that were owned by Freddie Mac. And then she could sell them, and Freddie Mac would lose less money when they got sold. Well, that makes sense. Instead of sell them at foreclosed properties, sell them because some of them needed a lot of work, fix them up, sell them, and then Freddie Mac would lose less on them. So she told friends that she needed lots of funds to expand the business and that the monetary returns could be upwards of 50%. So she got lots of her friends and relatives and business associates to give her money, and she raised over $10 million. What she did was use the investors' money to pay initial dividends to the first investors. She used new investors' money to do that.
Uh-oh.
In reality, she didn't have a single contract with Freddie Mac to rehab any houses. Now, what's it called when you use investors' money?
Ponzi investors' money?
Yes.
Yeah.
She got caught. We got one thing to say to old Monique.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road.
Yeah. Angela, you got a couple lessons here for people?
You know, really, there's two lessons here. The first is that old saying my mother used to say all the time, when something sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Like a 50% return on your investment, who's got that? Nobody's got that. That's too good to be true.
What's the second lesson?
The second lesson is that even friends and relatives can turn out to have criminal behavior when it involves money and even go against their own friends and relatives. I'm sorry
she
to tell
greedy.
Y'all, but that's
She cheated her own friends and relatives.
That is just wrong, wrong, wrong.
Monique wanted Monie, and now she's and now she's in the Pokey.
Oh, Howard.
I just did that. That just came up.
You did. You just think you're just a disc jockey or something.
I don't know. Hey, you know what time it is for? We got some open houses today because some of them are going to be sold.
I hope that Wexford gets sold.
Yeah?
Yes.
Tell us about Wexford.
9406 Wexford. It's located off Beauclair Road. It's about 3,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms.
Wait a minute. Stop. Where is it?
I just said it's off.
But not everybody knows that. This is in Mandarin.
You don't think everybody knows where Beauclair Road is?
No.
It's off San Jose Boulevard.
There you
in
go.
Mandarin.
Mandarin. Okay. Now tell everybody about it. How big is it?
3,300 square feet.
Okay. How many bedrooms?
5.
Now go.
You're going to keep asking questions?
No.
Should I wait for you?
Now go.
Is this an interactive?
This is interactive.
5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. I love this house. It's a rambling ranch. It's red brick. It's got this huge front porch. It's got the this really cool driveway. You know, circular driveway in the front. Love that. Side entry garage. It's got a pool in the back. Got a great kitchen. Each of the rooms is spacious. Whether you're talking about a bedroom or you're talking about the common areas, they're all spacious. There's a Florida room. There's a screen porch. Every room that you need is in this house. You need to come and make this home your own. It is a great, great home. in a fabulous area of town. One of the things that they said they really hated leaving was their neighbors. Great neighbors, quiet neighborhood, one house off the river so you get the breezes from the river. Wonderful, wonderful home. Value priced at $489.9.
What are the CDD fees?
Zero.
What are the HOA fees?
Zero.
Also has a rear patio, doesn't it?
It does.
And when's it open today?
Today it's open from 11 to 1, and tomorrow it's open from 12 to 2.
Sounds great.
Yes. So come see me today. Come see somebody else tomorrow.
All right. Now, if you want to spend a little bit less, but still have four bedrooms and a sunroom, and you like the Atlantic area, Atlantic Boulevard area, Sutton Lakes. Now, if you know where the dealership is, the car dealership where
Jaguar dealership.
And the new Audi dealership is, it's right across the street, Coldfield Drive in Sutton Lakes, about 1,900 square feet. It's plus an additional 200 feet of an air-conditioned Florida room, all new appliances, new paint, new carpet, new roof, and a two-car garage right near the Intercoastal. All of this for $280,000. That's a bargain for that area of town. It's open today from 1 to 3.
Did you know that's a natural gas community?
It's a natural gas community.
Yes. It's a great commute to Mayport, to the airport, to the beach. I love that area, actually. You can get anywhere pretty quick.
And it's only a couple miles from getting on 295.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great, great area.
All right. You want to talk about any others?
Porta Rosa.
In Mirabella.
676 Porta Rosa is located in Mirabella, which is in St. Johns County in the World Golf Village exit. This home is lovely. It is 2,782 square feet. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms. This is just this awesome house that has almost every room on the downstairs, and then it has that big bonus room upstairs with a full bathroom. So that's always a really nice floor plan. And it has a covered lanai. It has the kitchen was completely taken down to the studs about 2 years ago. So the kitchen is brand new. I mean, I call it brand new. It's not brand new, but it's not the age of the home. So it's like completely new 2 years ago. Quartz countertops. There are plantation shutters throughout this home. The master is really large, and it has his and her closets, and it has a sitting area. The whole backyard is all fenced in. This house was built in 2006, and it is, when I say competitively priced, that is what I mean. I mean, this one is a real value at $314,500. Now, that one's going to be open tomorrow, Sunday, noon to 2.
That really is a pretty house.
It's very, very pretty.
That should
pretty.
Sell really, really quickly.
Yeah, stucco home.
Hey, folks, the Van Wees are standing by to tell you what's been going on in the financial sector. They got a thumbs up, so stay tuned. They can tell you why it's been a thumbs up. And we're going to be with you here live again next week, of course. We love living here in Florida. We know that you do, too, but you need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Call Angela after the show at 465-3845. Have a blessed week. We'll be back with you next week.